This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. What's on your list of things to do in the upcoming year? Tanya Pendleton curates our Things to Do segment at WHYY.org, and she joins us to review a couple of her favorite events from 2018 and to preview some things coming up. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
You know, in 2018, I spent a lot of time out of the city and a little bit of time out of the country, but some of my favorite things to do happened right here in Philadelphia. I truly enjoyed the Philadelphia Film Festival. I enjoyed the Philadelphia Fashion Week. Probably my favorite concert of 2018 was J. Cole, the rap artist. He was so amazing. He was at Wells Fargo, and people really, really just love his music, and they rapped back to him every single word. So those are among my 2018 highlights.
That's fantastic. It's so fun to reminisce. Now, what do you have cooking for 2019?
Well, early in 2019, there are some events that I want folks to look out for. I love the Philadelphia Auto Show. Now, that's coming to town February 2nd to the 10th. And I don't know if you know, but the Philadelphia Auto Show has been in Philadelphia since 1902. There's so much new auto technology, and I just like to sit in my dream car and figure out what it might be like to drive it.
And you don't even have to like cars to have fun, really.
You don't.
There's food, there's drink.
You don't. It's so much fun, and it's pretty reasonably priced for adults and kids, because, of course, you can bring your kids to it, too. Now, for literary types, and I would count myself as one of those, I heartily endorse the Free Library's annual One Book, One Philadelphia initiative. It's kind of like the city's own book club, where everybody focuses on one book. This year's book is Sing, Unburied, Sing by Jessamyn Ward, the Mississippi-born author who won a National Book Award in 2011. She's going to be here for the kickoff, which is January 16th at the Main Branch. That event is for free.
Yeah, we ought to pick up a copy each of the book and read it ourselves and then chat down the road about it.
No, that's a fantastic idea. I love her work.
What's happening this week that you want to have us know about?
This week is pretty quiet, Jennifer. We're just coming out of the holiday season, so I think people are probably a little tired after those New Year's Eve celebrations. But there are some events this week centering around some truly beloved musicians.
So that sounds intriguing. Tell us more.
It is Philly Loves David Bowie Week in Philadelphia from January 4th through the 13th. There is an array of events, including a masquerade ball, a film screening, a dance concert, a brunch, a karaoke. There is so much going on. Now, of course, David Bowie is not from Philadelphia, but he did record here, and he's got a huge fan base here. Ticket proceeds from some of the events support the Cancer Center at CHOP because, as you know, David Bowie passed away at the age of 70 in 2016 from cancer. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our mind. Anybody who knows me knows that I am one of the biggest Prince fans out there. I even have the man's symbol tattooed on my hands. Gabriel Sanchez is the front man for the Prince Experience, which is at the TLA on Saturday, January 5th. He could never, ever, ever be replaced, and obviously nothing compares to Prince, but Sanchez has earned broad support with his musical tribute to his royal badness.
Any other music for us to consider this week?
You know how you want to expose your children to the music that you grew up and love, but sometimes that's a hard sell?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? At Edelman Planetarium out in Glassboro, New Jersey, Laser Hendrix is a light and music show that highlights the music of the legendary guitarist Jimi Hendrix. So between the lights, the music, if you don't want to give your kids your Spotify password, you can expose them to the music and sort of sneak it into their brains, and hopefully that they'll find a way to appreciate it.
Oh, you've got a sneaky parenting idea on
this
one.
No, you can't just play it for them sometimes and say, oh, I love that music. They're not going to want to hear it. But if you take them out to the light show, you can't miss with that.
Well, very good. As always, thanks for the tips, and we look forward to more of them in 2019.
Yeah, 2019, here we are. Thank you so much. And, of course, you can find the details on all these events at whyy.org/things to do.